This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
We are told by medical experts and politicians that we have to set aside many of our constitutional rights during the lockdown in order to keep people safe. And we're assured that this sacrifice of our freedoms is only temporary. But are we setting a precedent? Who would have predicted that a virus would become the justification for some governors and mayors to lay siege to our civil liberties? 6 months ago, if I told you that political leaders would close down nearly every church service, even on Easter, and close down huge sectors of our society, would you believe it? Even many of the most dedicated preppers would have had difficulty believing it, yet here we are. A retired UK Supreme Court justice explained his concern. The real problem is that when human societies lose their freedom, it's not usually because tyrants have taken it away. It's usually because people willingly surrender their freedom in return for protection against some external threat. And the threat is usually a real threat, but usually exaggerated. The other side of that equation is also disturbing. Not only do citizens willingly give up their freedoms, but governments are traditionally reluctant to give up power once that was granted to them during a crisis. Once we give government leaders power, they find it hard to return to the previous status quo. Some of the worst threats to freedom can be seen in other countries when government leaders implement the most draconian rules and regulations. America's dedication to limited government and federalism have provided some protection against such action, so far. But let's remember that we have had some governors and mayors threaten to permanently close down churches, gun stores, and a number of other establishments. That's why we need to make sure we aren't setting a precedent during this pandemic crisis. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.